This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government engaged with the global community in New Delhi yesterday ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. The outreach event, organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, featured participation from the Global Media Dialogue, representing various governments. Speaking at the event, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav stated that the Waves platform is designed for new age creators from all walks of life to produce high-value content. He emphasized that the world is rapidly changing and that India holds a unique position.
World is rapidly changing, and we in India, we have a very unique position. We have a more than billion people who have access to mobile phone. More than 640 million people use smartphones. Our digital rates are one of the lowest in the world, actually the lowest in the world, and people have adopted digitalization the way like a fish takes to water.
Mr. Vaishnav further announced that a $1 billion fund will be created to support the creator economy. Addressing the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted how India is driving a content revolution, blending tradition with technology to shape global storytelling. Dr. Jaishankar stated that true globalization is not about a single narrative or one version of the truth, but about capturing the immense diversity of people across the planet. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were also present at the event. The first edition of the Wave Summit is scheduled to be held from May 1st to May 4th in Mumbai. On the occasion of Holi today, celebrations have begun nationwide with colours, music and festive joy. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her greetings to citizens on the eve of Holi. In a message, she stated that Holi, the festival of colours, brings happiness and enthusiasm. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also extended his greetings to the nation on the eve of this vibrant festival. In his message, he emphasised that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolising new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the occasion of Holi. In a social media post, he expressed that this festival, filled with joy and happiness, will bring new enthusiasm and energy into everyone's lives, while also strengthening the colours of unity among the countrymen. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations. The Indian Space Research Organisation ISRO has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the space docking experiment SpadeX mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated ISRO for its successful demonstration of the undocking experiment as part of the SpadeX mission. In a social media post, the minister said, "It will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, Chandrayaan 4 and Gaganyaan." Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed conditional support for U.S. proposed 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine, emphasizing the need for detailed discussions to ensure it leads to lasting peace. In a news conference in Moscow, Putin highlighted concerns about potential violations of the truce and the possibility of Ukraine using the ceasefire period to mobilize and rearm its forces. Putin also expressed gratitude to U.S. President Donald Trump for his attention to resolve the conflict and acknowledged the efforts of leaders from India, China, Brazil and South Africa in seeking to end the hostilities. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians stormed into the final after a dominant 47-run victory over Gujarat Giants in the eliminator at Brabourne Stadium last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.